tough night for you guys, and Schoting struggles really started from the beginning there, and Colby seemed like they were the attacker tonight, and that was just probably the difference of the ball game, especially in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, they're always the aggressor. So it's the style they play. They press, they pressure. So, yeah, they were the aggressor the whole game. Offensively, we settled for threes, and I thought when we got it in where we wanted to, we just didn't execute the pass or the finish. You know, things like that happen, but I thought Monday or Tuesday was, you know, we played uninspired. I thought we did it again today, you know, so maybe, you know, something we need to look at with our practices, because our whole week was just kind of blah. And, you know, to play a team, you know, Colby's coming off, you know, the big win against Hugoton, comes in and they play extremely hard and they're very aggressive going to the basket. And, you know, I thought our guard defense was poor, because I thought they got to the basket whenever they wanted to. You know, we didn't do a very good job of keeping them out of there.
And it was kind of a repeat start for you guys on tonight, as it was Tuesday night. You guys were really selling for those three-point shots early on there, and that really wasn't your game, and couldn't. And it was partly was the zone leaving those things open, but partly was just couldn't get it down in the paint once again.
Yeah, well, if we would have tried to a little bit harder, you know, we could have, but. A lot of credit to their defense, because when we got it down there, they blocked shots, they tipped passes, and, you know, it's what they do. You know, their defense leads to their offense, but tonight, you know, even their half-court offense gave us problems because we couldn't keep them out of the paint. You know, and we played behind the post players for the majority of the game, which is not what we do. You know, and 54 and 23 and 12, you know, they all had good games for them because – we gave him the opportunity to catch down there too easy.
And for you guys, it was Hunter Yeager who led the way tonight for you with 17 points. He had a big second quarter when you guys were needing some points.
Yeah, he did. You know, when you shoot threes, you know, some of them are going to fall and you're going to get some points. And when they're not falling, though, we got to understand. And I thought tonight we kind of went back to where we were at the beginning of the year, where we settled for threes. You know, but I don't know that any of them were terrible shots. You know, I think we were in rhythm. It was just the understanding of, okay, these aren't going in. And as a shooter, you want them to keep shooting, but we want to be a little bit more balanced. So, I mean, it's kind of hard, but, you know, I thought we needed to be a little more balanced tonight, and we weren't.
Well, it's just one of those, you know, and I know it's a tough loss here this late in the season here, but is this something that maybe – you guys need to see right now here with three games to go?
You know, I'd rather not lose.
Yeah,
you
know? No. But,
yeah, I mean, for us, I think we can learn a lot from this, just based off of our, you know, just an intensity standpoint. And I didn't think we were, you know, played with a, you know, very high energy tonight. I didn't think we did it Tuesday either. So maybe it is something that grabs their attention and kind of they take notice of and change some things, because, you know, it starts at practice. So we've got to compete a little harder at practice. And, you know, this group's pretty loose. They get along really well. They win together. They lose together, you know, and they're a team. And they're not going to get down on each other. And they didn't tonight when they could have. You know, so they stick together. And they were already talking down in the locker room. So, you know, they just – they have to show up with the right mindset and get better at practice.
Tuesday night, it's beginning the two consecutive road games. You guys start off with the road trip to Ulysses.
Yeah, it's you know, it doesn't get any easier than,
no.
You know, so, you know, Ulysses and Holcomb next week and finish with Goodland. So we got to get back to playing hard. We got to get back to competing. And I think some nights we don't do that.
Once again, Coach Brian Gentry joining me here post-game. Beavers lose a tough one here tonight, 62-52. Coach, thanks again for joining me here. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thanks, Al.